male and female sex differences, contraception, transgenderism. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Ethics of Sex contributors include Issues Etc. guests Ben Mays, Tom Eckstein, and Richard Stuckwish. Ethics of Sex, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners every Friday as we have time to do it. We listen during the week to our great guests, the interviews that we do with them, and every once in a while something one of those guests, or sometimes occasionally a listener has to say, strikes us as soundbite worthy, we would say. We usually just flag the tape there and say, there's a soundbite. It's something that we find remarkable, something that we find that we've never heard before, or that deserves being heard again and again and again. Those are some good reasons for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites to play for you. We will play them, then you will give us a call or send us an email or a tweet or vote at our Facebook fan page, and your votes will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page right there where we've left some space for you, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you vote by email, Twitter, or Facebook, we need to know where you're listening, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Those are very important parts of your vote. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from David DeLeiden. He, of course, is the young man who did all of those underground videos of Planned Parenthood exposing their sale of the body parts of aborted fetuses. One video after another, about nine of them in all, and really exposed a lot of what Planned Parenthood was up to. Here's David DeLeiden talking about the Planned Parenthood paradox.
And when I first found out about this back in 2010, you know, I could not get over, and I still can't get over to this day, this really cruel paradox that's at the heart of it, that is that the body parts are only valuable for Planned Parenthood and their business partners to sell precisely because they're human just like us. The way that the law is structured right now, the unborn child is not considered to be fully human enough, fully equal enough to have equal protections of the law and be protected from being killed by abortion. And yet at the same time, it's precisely that equal and identical humanity to our own that makes them so valuable for experimentation. And to me, that, you know, that cuts to the core of our discourse in this country about abortion policy, about how we talk about and treat unborn children, and about whether we, you know, it forces us to really choose. Do we really believe that all people are created equal, and in the equal protection of the laws for all people? And so it's, you know, I think it's foundational. I think there's a really cruel paradox in it that highlights that foundational issue for everybody. And I think it's central to what kind of people we're going to be, and whether we're going to be a society that respects and that treats each other with respect and that values everybody, or if people are just numbers and sacks of meat that you can put price tags on their body parts and everyone has a price and that's it.
That's David DeLeiden of the Center for Medical Progress talking about the Planned Parenthood paradox. It's soundbite number one. If you'd like to vote for it on this Friday afternoon, January the 13th, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Pastor Heath Curtis was with us talking about Epiphany and its season, and he got off onto the subject of Matthew's gospel and a particular phrase that we find there in Matthew's passion account, "His blood be upon us."
Finally, we get to the passion narrative, and we have the great irony of Matthew's gospel, where the people of Jerusalem say, "May his blood be on us and our children." And it's this two-sided terribly ironic saying, where on the one hand, that's exactly what you should be saying. You should want the blood of the Messiah to cover you. All that stuff from the Old Testament, Moses sprinkling the blood of the Passover lamb on everybody, that's what this is supposed to be. That's what you should be praying for the blood of the Christ to cover you and your children. But, of course, they mean it in a wicked way. They mean it that, yes, we want to kill this person because he's no darn good, and let his blood be on us and on our children. We will take the credit for this murder. And as Matthew himself of the Jewish nation, he sees this, you know, incredibly ironic thing that the people said historically, and he highlights it in his text so we understand the spiritual meaning behind it.
That's Pastor Heath Curtis, soundbite number 2, His Blood Be Upon Us. If you'd like to vote for that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your votes. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, and you can leave your vote right there in the space we've left for it, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number 3 this week comes from Terry Mattingly of getreligion.org. We were talking about the left, and in particular the press's response to much of what's happened after the presidential election. Here he is talking about the apocalyptic view of the lifestyle left.
I think the best way for listeners to think about this is to flash back to kind of the beginning of the LGBT sexual revolution legal battles, where basically if you were listening to certain religious broadcasters, who we will leave unnamed, but everybody just think of the old guard, if you were listening to religious broadcasters, every single initial protection for LGBTQ people was seen as an apocalyptic event that ended the world and pointed toward the need for absolute control of the Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we don't want to get into discussions here of the slippery slope concept and whether or not, to some degree, some of those conservatives were right. That's not my point. My point is that for them, any change in the existing regime was catastrophic. I think it's important now to see that after the Trump election, for the left, the shoe, that's the exact shoe that is now on their foot, which means you can expect in the elite media of America, which on those issues functions at times, frankly, as public relations agencies, you can expect any tweaking of the current sexual revolution legal regime to be viewed as apocalyptic.
That's soundbite number 3, Terry Mattingly of GetReligion.org, the apocalyptic view of the lifestyle left. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via Twitter @IssuesETC, or you can email us right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. talkback@IssuesETC.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and leave your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week there. Get ready to vote, because here's the 4th candidate for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. After that, we'll take a break, and we'll take your votes. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, 2 kinds of atheism.
I wonder sometimes if this is not what's going on with the kind of radical atheist. I mean, you kind of have two kind of atheists hanging around. You just have the atheists that are just atheists because they just don't care. And then you have the atheists that really, when you kind of listen to how the conscience sounds, they're atheists because they're mad at God. I mean, they are really protesting. In fact, they act like there is a God who's wicked more than a lot of Christians act like there is a God. Really, the gig is up when you start to listen to the conscience, and it's a radical protest against God, and especially it becomes a radical protest against the law, that God's law does have demands on us, and if I don't like those demands, then the best kind of strategy of the conscience is simply to remove God so that he can't stand there to be the judge. So when I've got something, a way that I want to live, something that I want to do, a sin that I really particularly love, the easiest way to ease the conscience is to get rid of God and his law, to expel God from the conscience. But that expelling of God from the conscience is a violent, radical, unnatural thing to do. And you see that kind of seared, twisted, evil conscience that will result from it.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, Two Kinds of Atheism. Those are the four soundbites that we've played for you. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Will it be soundbite number one, David DeLeiden, The Planned Parenthood Paradox? Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, His Blood Be Upon Us? Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on the Apocalyptic View of the Lifestyle Left? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Two Kinds of Atheism, 1-877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after this.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. reformationgear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, reformationgear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Emily finally had to face the truth. Her church choir was a mess.
Katie Schuerman from her new audiobook, House of Living Stones.
Sure, they'd managed to turn out a few decent choral offerings for Sunday worship every now and then, but their confidence and morale were presently hanging lower than pants on a wrapper.
You can purchase and download an audio version of the novel House of Living Stones at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman.
I bet you didn't know that the teaching of Latin in schools is making a comeback. Latin? Really? Isn't that a dead language? Well, take a look at what studies say about how well Latin students do on a test like the SAT. Memoria Press's Latin program will revolutionize your students' vocabulary, knowledge, and their understanding of grammar. And there is no better subject for teaching critical thinking skills. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, the 13th of January. Time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Our call in number 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, David DeLeiden, The Planned Parenthood Paradox? Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, His Blood Be Upon Us? Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, The Apocalyptic View of the Lifestyle Left? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Two Kinds of Atheism? Stephen in Unionville, Michigan says, my vote is for Terry Mattingly for two reasons. First, it is in fact fascinating to see the exact same reaction we saw 8 years ago from the opposite side of the aisle. Second, because I love the way Pastor Wilkin always is during the interviews with Terry Mattingly. With just about anyone else, Pastor Wilkin is the wise interviewer, showing by his questions that he has a good grasp on the matter as the individual he's interviewing. Not so with Mr. Mattingly. In these interviews, Pastor Wilkin is the eager student fascinated by the topic like few others, eagerly soaking up the fantastic knowledge, experience, and perspective we all have come to expect from Terry Mattingly. Well, that's quite true. Terry Mattingly is about one of the best we have, and there's a lot to learn. That's what we always say about his interviews. We always learn something after we've heard him say something. Nancy in Lincoln, Nebraska says, David Dalyden, the Planned Parenthood paradox. It's their humanity that makes them so valuable, their body parts, to Planned Parenthood. We are all equal or not. Are we going to be a society that respects all people or a society that puts a price tag on body parts? Thank you very much, Nancy. Thanks for listening in Lincoln. Linnea says, David Dalyden, he's absolutely correct. Those babies are humans, valuable to Planned Parenthood, but more importantly, to God. Linnea, thank you very much. Jeff listens in Florida. He's also voting for David Dalyden. He says he gets my vote. I applaud his courage. I also applaud his heroism. It does take a lot of courage, in fact, to do what he did. Paul listens in Wyoming. He says, Pastor Wolf Miller, soundbite number 4, I appreciate the honesty and practicality of his soundbite. For an angry atheist, there are two rules. There is no God, and I'm mad at him. Pastor Wolf Miller addresses this in a very pastoral way. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 1, David Dalyden, the Planned Parenthood paradox.
And when I first found out about this back in 2010, you know, I could not get over, and I still can't get over to this day, this really cruel paradox that's at the heart of it, that is that the body parts are only valuable for Planned Parenthood and their business partners to sell precisely because they're human just like us. The way that the law is structured right now, the unborn child is not considered to be fully human enough, fully equal enough to have equal protections of the law and be protected from being killed by abortion. And yet at the same time, it's precisely that equal and identical humanity to our own that makes them so valuable for experimentation. And to me, that, you know, that cuts to the core of our discourse in this country about abortion policy, about how we talk about and treat unborn children, and about whether we, you know, it forces us to really choose. Do we really believe that all people are created equal, and in the equal protection of the laws for all people? And so it's, you know, I think it's foundational. I think there's a really cruel paradox in it that highlights that foundational issue for everybody. And I think it's central to what kind of people we're going to be, and whether we're going to be a society that respects and that treats each other with respect and that values everybody, or if people are just numbers and sacks of meat that you can put price tags on their body parts and everyone has a price and that's it.
That's soundbite number 1, David Dalyden, the Planned Parenthood paradox, the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, according to your votes. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Linnea. Linnea, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Folks, your children, grandchildren, godchildren are returning to college after the Christmas break. Be sure to tell them about LCMS. They just finished a great conference out in Washington, D.C. LCMSU will connect your children, grandchildren, and godchildren to other Lutheran students. That's very important. And even more importantly, faithful Lutheran congregations. Find out more at lcms.org/LCMSU. lcms.org/LCMSU. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll be broadcasting from the annual symposia of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fekencher about Jesus beginning his ministry in Matthew chapter 4, and we'll visit with Dr. Grifford Grobian, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex. There's no doubt about it. We talk about intrinsic value of human beings. We are either intrinsically valuable or someone else puts value on us. It's going to be the government, yourself. That intrinsic value is given us by God. And so it's worth protecting. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.